You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
Final chatter today, Hamilton Kirikiriroa, singer-songwriter and multi-instrumentalist, as well as one half of Big Side duo Nicholas Joseph, joins me to chat about his newest single, Living, but also forthcoming debut album. Living dropped last Friday. It's a hell of a track. I'm excited to chat about it. Nicholas, thanks for joining. Hey, how are you doing this morning?
I'm great. Thanks for having me. How are you going?
I'm good. How is the weather where you are? You're in Hamilton at the moment?
Yeah. It's extremely foggy. Classic Hamilton weather.
Yeah.
And it's chilly, but probably nothing compared to what you're experiencing right now.
It's not too bad today, honestly. It's relatively fine. Now, I'm not from Kirikiriroa, but I used to also be based there, so to speak.
Oh, cool.
So I got to ask my first question. What's your favorite garden in the Botanic Gardens?
Ah, good question. I actually really like the tropical garden.
Mm.
It's quite small, and you kind of just walk through it to get to some of the other gardens. But yeah, that would be my pick, the tropical garden.
Nice. I really like the Egyptian one.
Oh, yeah, the new one? Yeah, that's great too.
Yeah, you say new, but I'm pretty sure that was erected in my last year of high school, so it can make us both feel slightly old.
Yeah, I think it's like among the newest ones.
Yeah.
A new medieval garden coming too.
I'm taking a trip to Hamilton soon. I'm excited to see what I've been missing in the gardens. But let's move on to talk about the track at hand, of course. This single, it's very fun. It's a blast of crunchy drums with almost more of a kind of post-punky driven guitar, which marks a turn for you from more keyboard-based songwriting and inspired sound of your debut EP. What was the process behind making that switch or kind of deviation in sound?
It's interesting. I think guitar's always actually been my main instrument, but at a certain point, I just kind of decided that guitar music was done. I just wanted to focus on keyboard. I think I got to a point with my playing that I felt like I was just doing the same things every time I picked up the guitar.
Mm.
And so it was kind of liberating and fun to play, on an instrument that I couldn't really play properly, like a keyboard. But all the while I was playing guitar secretly at home. So it was pretty natural to just jump onto doing, just kind of give in and be like, you know what, guitar's fun.
Yeah.
It's the instrument that I can actually play relatively well. Let's do that.
Yeah. I mean, you started out, right, making post-punk music with Tamaki Trio Vacants.
Yeah.
So was it kind of a return to those roots in a way for you?
A little bit, yeah. I've always loved that kind of music, and I feel like it's a style of music that New Zealand does really well. So I was just kind of like, let me throw my hat in the ring and try and make an album that's contributing to that conversation, I guess.
Yeah, and it's very, that kind of sound, it's very much in conversation at the moment all across Aotearoa. You're right. Was it about Living that stood out to you? I want this to be the single.
I think just it kind of marks a pretty sharp left turn from the older songs that I've had put out. And I just thought, this is a fun one. And when I played the album to people, a few people seemed to gravitate towards that one. But the other singles are less, I would say probably less abrasive and post-punky.
I mean this track, it's kind of got a great mantra or meditation with the I am living, I am living one day at a time. Did that represent something specific to you?
Yeah, that's cool that you say that, actually. I think I was kind of, when I wrote that song, I was sort of feeling like I was giving a lot of myself to people, maybe without much reciprocation. And that, remembering that, we're all going to die. And so, not to be too bleak this time in the morning, but just a reminder to live well, do what you want.
And that you're living for yourself. You are your own person in this
world.
Right,
yeah. Born alone, die alone, yeah.
Beautiful. I love that. You get that tattooed across your chest.
Yeah.
And now you worked with Dee Stevens on the forthcoming album, Sailing, and you kind of after, like you said, that more crunchy sound as opposed to overly produced or stadium sounding guitars, lo-fi was a key word. What is it more about that raw sound that you were drawn to on this record when you might have the ability to make something that's quite well produced?
I think it's probably a combination of like my tastes. I really like, I think with like rock music, I get turned off if it sounds too polished, too good. And then also just probably the second factor would just be like down to ability. Because at that point, it was just me and my friend Arden, he plays drums. And we hadn't actually played that many shows or anything. We weren't super well rehearsed. So I was kind of like, let it just be what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's a sound that a lot of artists are gravitating towards, maybe as a kind of reaction to, sure, with AI and with all of the, you know, technology that's out there, you can make something that's really slick. And it seems like people are more after, oh, I want that live sound.
100%. Yeah, I definitely feel that. And I don't know, I feel like I've had lots of conversations with different friends about that, just kind of like feeling like everything is so kind of gross and fake and polished and perfect, and like let's embrace the imperfections and kind of lean into them, if anything.
Yeah, totally. And Sailing, you recorded it live over, quote-unquote, a feverish three-day period. I've talked to various musicians recently who have been putting themselves in kind of a pressure cooker situation on purpose of, like, I have this deadline and I have to write or record by then. Was this something that was purposeful for you, or was it just that was what the situation needed?
I think we'd kind of convinced ourselves that 3 days was a good amount of time.
Mm-hmm.
Which is crazy because it's not much time at all. but yeah, I think it's probably partially as well just like a budget thing, like wanting to get it done quickly and not having the luxury of, time. And I was really lucky that Dee was really up for putting in really long days and nights at the studio. We hadn't really met before then as well. So it was a really kind of like, as you say, a pressure cooker environment and a really fun but a kind of intense way to meet someone and become friends.
Yeah. What's that kind of relationship like where you meet someone and it's very much a kind of professional situation, but you're thrown right into it and you're like, we've got these 3 days, we don't know each other, we're purely here for the music?
Yeah. It's intense. I've never experienced anything like it. But, you know, we'd spoken on the phone a couple of times before, and he's just got a great energy. And you might know that he's recorded lots of incredible albums over the past few years, like Office Dog.
Yeah, he's got an insane record.
He's got an insane, yeah, exactly. So he was like the perfect person for the job. And yeah, by the end of it, we were like thick as thieves.
So, nice. Yeah. Nice. And in terms of the album, kind of give me the lowdown on, I guess, if the three words that come to mind when you think of it, a short sell for it, shall we say?
Oh, man, putting me on the spot. Three words. Raw, emotional, and guitar, electric guitars. That's four words, sorry.
No, it's okay. It's like in brackets, electric guitar. There you go. Yeah. And performing it on the stage, do you have any plans for a tour with this one?
Yeah, we're going to do some shows around September, mid-September. I'm hoping that we'll make it down to Dunedin. I don't have a date booked in Dunedin, but if we don't make it down then, we'll definitely come down later, a bit later in the year, and play some shows.
How do you think it'll go, you know, these tracks, like you say, you're coming back to the guitar. How does that change how you are on stage or the way that you deliver a performance?
Yeah, it's completely different. It feels, it's more, I feel like it's more fun for me because I can just like, yeah, you can move around a lot more when you're not tied to like a keyboard on a stand.
Maybe
if I had like a guitar, it would be different. But
you don't see those often anymore.
Yeah, and we're just a three piece as well, which feels like a good, a good amount of people on stage. It's like everyone's kind of got to pull their weight.
Post-release date for this single, how's the kind of reception been? How has it felt to have it out in the world now?
It's good. Yeah, it's been good. It's I actually recorded the album back in early 2024.
So
it's been a long time.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's been a long time coming. So I just feel really happy and relieved to kind of get the ball rolling, and I'm going to put out another single like next week. So yeah, they'll be coming thick and fast, and yeah, I'm excited to put this record out, and then my other project, Big Size, got a record coming next year as well, so it's busy.
Busy time. Beautiful. Well, thank you so much for your time, Nicholas. It's been lovely to chat to you.
Yeah, my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Oh, good. The single Living is out now across platforms and available on Bandcamp. Nicholas's forthcoming debut full-length album Sailing will be released September 18th via Sonorous Circle, a Ponaki collective. But you can hear the single right now here on Te Reo Irirangi Kotahi. Here it is, Living.
Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcasts.